Heatwave Jungle Top Loop, Warp and Arrange in Ableton Live 12. Advanced. Alright, today we're taking a classic, jungle-style top loop and turning it into something you can actually trust in a modern drum and bass master. The vibe is heatwave, shuffly rides, dusty hats, chopped break energy sitting on top of a clean kick and snare. But the goal isn't just to make it on the grid, the goal is mastering safe control. That means predictable transients, stable high-end, no weird phase surprises, and no moment where you hit the limiter and the hats suddenly turn into sandpaper. We're going to warp it properly, build a control rack that gives us musical automation, and arrange it across a full phrase so it evolves without getting louder and messier. Let's set the session up first, because warping is way easier when Lev isn't guessing for you. Set your project tempo to your target DNB range, somewhere around 170 to 176 BPM. Then go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. We want manual control here. Also set your default warp mode for beats to beats. Now make your structure. Create a drums group with your kick, snare, and a tops track where this loop will live. Optionally, make a TOP bus group if you like grouping hats and percussion loops together. The point is you want quick gain control and a place to do mono checks. Now choose your loop and diagnose it fast. Drop your sample onto an audio track and name it TOP loop, raw. Before you touch warp, loop about 4 bars and just listen like a producer, not like a technician. Ask yourself, is it straight, swung, or a broken beat? Does it have room tone, vinyl noise, reverb tails? Are the transients obvious, like sharp hats, or is it more like a wash? Here's a quick diagnostic that saves time. Loop 4 bars and focus on the one of each bar. If the bar 1 feels solid in bar 1, but by bar 3 or 4 it drifts, you already know you'll need multiple anchors. If it stays locked, you can keep it minimal. Now we warp the foundation. Lock down beats first. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Start with warp mode set to beats. For preserve, try transients first if the loop is hat heavy and clicky. If the loop has more room and smear, try mix. And for transient loop mode, I usually start with off because it's stable and clean. Forward can give you extra bite, but it can also exaggerate clickiness, so use your ears. Now do the downbeat anchoring method. And this is the pro move that keeps you from over-editing. Find the first clean one. The real first downbeat of the loop, not the start of noise or pre-roll. Right-click, choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Now check bar 2, bar 3, bar 4 downbeats. If you see drift, add a warp marker at each bar start. 2.1.1, 3.1.1, 4.1.1. Correct only what's wrong. Don't grid every hat. If you grid every hat, two things happen. You kill the swing, and you start hearing weird grain or smear, because you're stretching tiny slices constantly. Coach note here, warp like a mastering engineer. You're aiming for predictable transients, not perfect geometry. Zoom in and look at the waveform peaks on the hats. If you warp and the peaks start looking rounded or smeared, you're trading impact for correctness. In that case, go back and try beats mode with preserve set to transients, and make sure Live is actually detecting those hat edges. If it's a roomy loop, mix might keep it more natural. Next, preserve the jungle swing. Jungle tops feel good because some hats are late, some are pushed, and the groove breathes. Once your bar starts are stable, you do not need to force every hit to the grid. Instead, listen against your main kick and snare. If something is obviously clashing, like a flam on the snare, fix only that. Sometimes it helps to temporarily switch the warp mode to Complex Pro while you do micro adjustments, especially on loops with ambience. Set formance low, around 0 to 20, and envelope around 128 to 180. That tends to keep it smooth without doing weird robotic stuff. Then switch back to beats when you're happy, if beats sounded tighter and cleaner. Now an advanced groove trick. If your main drums already have a groove going on, extract groove from the loop or from your drum pattern, and use it lightly. Right-click the top loop and choose extract groove. Then in the groove pool, apply it subtly, not at 100% like a meme. Timing around 10 to 25% is usually enough. Keep velocity changes minimal and random, just a touch. The goal is agreement. Your loop should support the drum groove, not argue with it. Before we process anything, do clip level cleanup. This matters more than people think. In clip view, set the clip gain so the loop hits your devices consistently. You don't want random peaks feeding saturation and compression, because then your rack reacts differently every bar. Also add tiny fades, 1 to 10 milliseconds, especially if you plan to do mutes and chops later. That prevents clicks and also prevents weird transient spikes that can trick compressors. Now we make it mastering safe. Phase, transient alignment, and low mid cleanup. Even top loops often contain hidden thumps, snarish mid hits, and low mid room that will fight your bass and make the limiter pump. Put an EQ8 on top loop. Raw, high pass it. Use a 24 dB per octave slope. Start around 150 to 250 Hz. Then push higher if needed. In modern DNB, it's extremely common to end up around 300 to 450 Hz for top loops, because the bass and snare are doing the weight. Your tops are there for motion and excitement, not mud. Then add utility. If the loop is super wide and facey, bring width down a little, maybe to 80 to 110% range depending on what it was. Don't narrow just because you can. Narrow because the hats feel unstable, or because mono compatibility gets weird. And speaking of mono, do the fast mono test early. On your top bus, put a utility and map a button or just click it. Set width to zero. If the loop collapses and suddenly becomes harsh, louder, or weirdly hollow, you've got phase-heavy information. Fix it by slightly narrowing, or use EQ8 in mid-side mode and reduce the side above about 8 to 10 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. That's often more transparent than crushing the entire width. Now alignment with kick and snare. If your snare transient suddenly feels softened when the loop is in, it's often a micro-timing clash. Fix it with warp markers first, not track delay. Warp is for internal timing issues inside the clip. Track delay is for that last 5% pocket adjustment. If after warping it still leans a bit forward or back, go to track delay at the bottom of the mixer and try plus or minus 3 to 12 milliseconds. Tiny moves. You're not doing special effects, you're sliding the loop into the drum pocket. Optional. Drum bus on tops. Carefully. Yes, it can work. Keep drive low. 0 to 5%. Crunch low. Transients can go up. Plus 5 to plus 20, if the loop is dull. Boom off. Always. We're not building low end on a top loop. Now we build the big weapon. A top loop mastering control rack with 3 bands. Create an audio effect rack on the top loop track and name it TOP loop. Control. Make 3 chains. Transients, body, and air. This is about separation of control, so you can automate energy without wrecking headroom. Chain 1. Transients. The head attack. Start with a EQ8 high pass around 500 to 800 Hz. Steep. Then a saturator with soft clip on. Drive about 1 to 4 dB. Then a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We want consistent tick. Not slammed hats. Chain 2. Body. The mid percussion glue. EQ8 band pass roughly 250 Hz to 6 kHz. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then roar very subtly. Mild saturation style. Mix 10 to 30%. This is heat, not fuzz. If you hear fuzz, you went too far. Chain 3. Air, shimmer, and space. EQ8 high pass at 6 to 8 kHz. Then hybrid reverb, short room or plate. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And yes, put a low cut on the reverb itself around 6 to 8 kHz so the verb is soft and not splashy. If needed, add a limiter just as a safety net, sealing at minus 1 dB, barely catching peaks. Now map macros. Map transient level, body level, air level. Map heat to your saturator drive or roar mix. Map air space to the reverb mix. And if you want to be extra efficient in arrangement, create one macro called darken that gently reduces a high shelf or pulls down around 10 kHz. That will save your life when the master limiter starts complaining. Now arrangement. We're building heatwave evolution across 64 bars. Start with bars 1 to 9 as a DJ-friendly intro. Keep the top loop filtered and quieter. Use an EQ or filter to low pass around 8 to 12 kHz and open it gradually. Keep the air chain down so it's tight. Add small edits like half bar mutes every 8 bars. Those mutes create anticipation without increasing loudness. Bars 9 to 17 is pre-drop tension. Increase the transients chain slightly, like 1 to 2 dB. Add auto filter high pass rising from about 200 up to 800 Hz over 8 bars. So it feels like it's lifting out of the way. Then, only in the last bar before the drop, bring up the air reverb for that overheat moment. And here's the mastering safe trick. While you bring up the reverb, trim the output down by about half a dB to 1.5 dB. It feels bigger, but you're not feeding extra level into the master. That's pro. Now the drop. Bars 17 to 49. Bring the loop to full bandwidth. but keep that high pass in place. Keep body controlled so it doesn't fight your base. Then make it evolve every 8 bars. You can do full loop, then alternate feel, then a fill, then a darker push. And the secret sauce here is two versions of the same loop, tight versus loose. Duplicate the clip. Clip A is tight. More warp markers, closer to the grid. Beats mode. Preserve transience. Cleaner, more modern. Punchier. Clip B is loose. Minimal markers, basically bar anchors only. Complex Pro if needed to keep the vibe. This feels more roll jungle and rolling. Now arrange them like call and response. Tight for the main sections of the drop. Loose for 8 bar switch ups or even a single bar as an anti-loop moment every 16 bars. That movement reads as new energy even though you didn't add new elements. Mastering loves that. Because perceive change without extra density is the holy grail. Want to fill without changing the bass loop? Use slicing. Make a copy of the loop and slice to new MIDI track by Transience. Then use that sliced version only for 1 bar fills at the end of phrases. Replace the last half bar with a custom hat pattern or a stutter. Your main printed loop stays stable, but you get intentional variation. Now, before we commit, we do a limiter stress test.